Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: لا غنى كالعقل، ولا فقر كالجهل، ولا ميراث كالأدب، ولا ظهير كالمشاورة.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "There is no wealth like wisdom, no destitution like ignorance, no inheritance like refinement, and no support like consultation."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the great lessons, dear friends, which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this concept about being a student. It's really interesting. Many of us, if not all of us, have gone through school in one form or another, and we are all considered students. Some of us after high school or after college or university, perhaps a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or even a doctorate degree, we then stop studying or we don't consider ourselves to be students anymore. But we learn a very interesting thing from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that is the importance of being a student and the importance of being a student throughout our life. And not a student of, for example, the physical or chemical or biological sciences of the world, which in itself is nothing wrong, but to be a student of the Islamic sciences throughout our life. Now, as is evident and has been proved clearly for any and all unbiased, unprejudiced researcher, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, was superior to all human beings, and his knowledge was above all human beings as well. Now, naturally, such an intelligent individual, smart individual, knowledgeable individual, wise individual, such as the Holy Prophet Muhammad, was deserving of an excellent student who would be at the level where he could acquire all of this knowledge from the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so this is who Imam Ali alayhi salam was. As all of history has proved and has shown evidence, Imam Ali alayhi salam was the most intelligent, the most smart student who had accompanied a perfect man, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And this student was hungry for knowledge on the one hand, and on the other hand, this student, Imam Ali, his interest in learning from childhood till the end of his life is what made Imam Ali a student, a disciple of the highest capacity, who was walking on a path leading to the zenith, the peak, the summit of perfection. And so, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends out there who are listening, remember that we should always be the students of Islam, and we should be the best students of Islam, just as Imam Ali alayhi salam has taught us, and he has shown us that to be the best student of Islam is truly a proud achievement, a profound lesson from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali badar jaan girami fidae naam Ali
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. After the events of Saqifah, when Abu Sufyan came to Ali, he said, "I know it's your right." So even Abu Sufyan knew about it. There was nothing implicit. It was very, very explicit. If he knew, everybody else knew about it. And he says, "You know, if you agree, I can fill the streets of Medina with horsemen and fighters for your cause." It was his right. But he said, "No, I don't want your support," because he knew that this person is a munafiq. He has his own motivations. He wanted to take advantage of the situation for his own, motives. And so he refused. So the issue is not that you might have a right goal and then you can reach to it by any means that you want. No. The goal has to be legit, and even the means to that goal has to be legitimate. This is as far as Namla is concerned. Ali is not willing to compromise even when it comes to a small ant. And then he says to Ash'as bin Qais, "Inna dunyakum 'indi la ahwanu min waraqatin fi fami jaradatin taqdamuha." He says to, Ash'as bin Qais, he says, "To me, your dunya is less than value compared to the leaf which is in the mouth of a locust. It's not worth. And I'm not going to, you know, compromise my principles because of your own wrong motives. When it comes to even human beings, Amir al-Mu'mineen doesn't distinguish between Muslim and non-Muslim when it comes to justice and fairness. And this is something very clear in the Quran. How far we have moved away as a Muslim ummah from those teachings and values, it's really surprising. How can Muslims call themselves Muslims when we have just this kind of teachings and values in the Quran, in the Sunnah of the Prophet, the Seerah of the Prophet, and the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen? When he sent Malik Ashtar to Egypt, it's interesting that, you know, Egypt at that time was a multi-faith community. There were Christians as well as Muslims under Muslim rule. And look at the epistle or the document that Ali wrote about governance and gave to Malik Ashtar. Unfortunately, Malik Ashtar was not able to reach there. People of Muawiyah killed him in the way. But if you look at that document which has survived, where he says to Malik Ashtar, وَعَشْئِرْ قَلْبَكَ الرَّحْمَ لِلرَّعِيَّةِ وَالْمُحَبَّ لَهُمْ وَاللُّطْفُ بِهِمْ. He says, Ashir means, you know, what we call تحت الشعور. Imbibe, make it a second nature in your heart to have mercy for your subjects and love for them and to be kind to them. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبُعًا ظَارِعًا تَخْتَنِمُ عَقْلُهُمْ. Do not be like that animal which is waiting in ambush for its, you know, target to go and eat it whenever the opportunity is there. Why? Why have rahmah and muhabba and lutf to your subjects? فَإِنَّهُ سِنْفَانْ إِنَّهُمْ سِنْفَانْ. Because they are of two kinds only. إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ. Either they are your brethren in faith, or nadhirun laka fil khalq, or they are like you in humanity, in appearance. When you look at that statement, and this is when we say Ali is a universal personality, not bound by time and space, look at the situation in Egypt now. Look at the strife among the Muslims themselves. Look at the tension between, especially the extremist Salafis, and the Coptic Christians were a minority there. Ali, centuries ago, wrote to Malik Ashtar that there is a non-Muslim minority there. Remember, have sense of rahmah and muhabba and lutf towards all of them, whether they are in brethren in faith or like you in humanity. Centuries have passed, but even now, the churches of Coptic Christians in Egypt are being burned. For what? Which law in the Sharia allows Muslims to do that? Look at the Salafis, how they have treated the Shia minority there, which is even a smaller minority than the Coptic Christians there. The way they incite people against the Shias, the way they use the labels against the Shias, the Salafis.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
When the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen is recognized, he is in the presence of him.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.